You're listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, 103.5 FM. Freedom of expression is essential to a free society. And this is Claudio Speakeasy. You were just listening to George Winston playing Pixie. And Claudio, good morning.
Good morning. I notice we have the phone ringing over there. I have no idea who's calling in so early.
Well, I don't know. Do you want me to check it and make sure it's not Clay?
Might as well check and make sure.
Okay,
I'm expecting him at 10:10. Okay. We're just doing a quick phone check. I just want to give a quick shout out and acknowledgement to the Carolina Theatre of Durham, the historic Carolina Theatre, the primary sponsor of Claudio's Speakeasy. Whoops. Hello. That was a special effect, folks, for early in the morning. Are we back?
We're back.
All right.
I don't know who they were, but Clay, if that was you, wait 10 minutes.
Wait 10 minutes, yes, and we'll get all the business done. I'm going to turn down my volume a bit.
And we had a little... yours was not the happiest week.
I'm afraid my dear friend Gary Jensen and musician, God, since the 70s, we performed in the Caribbean together. We were just putting together a new show to pursue the college circuit with through an agent of mine. And he went out, and he's a master electrician, took some kind of an electrician's job midweek last week, and I'm sure that the heat played a role, but had a heart attack, probably a heat stroke that led to a heart attack. I don't know. I'm just guessing at it because I know it was dreadfully hot. And had a heart attack, and while they tried to revive him in the ambulance, he died. And we had our picture taken together for this new venture 2 days before.
That is such an incredible shock.
Yeah, by his wife, yeah. Rebecca. She actually took the picture, so his wife, now widow. And we're having
a
reception.
Known him for...
I've known him since 1977. We met on the road, and my car broke down. I had a VW back in those days, and I was pushing the car uphill on US 1 to go onto Hillsborough Street so I could get some gas, because it was about 2 in the morning. And he was on he came by on the other side of the road and says, "Hold on, guys, I'll help you out." And did a big loop and came around the other side, said he just couldn't stand seeing anybody pushing the car uphill. My brother and I were trying to get back home. And he ended up being a lot more problem than just running out of gas. He had to do something to the points. And at the end of all that, getting us running, I went and got gas, and I invited him over to my place for a few drinks and just to hang out. And he pulled out his guitar and his harmonica, said, "Mind if I bring in my axe and play a little?" He was actually a former biker, rode, I think, for a while, even with the Hells Angels out California way. So he was a well-seasoned one, but great guy. I mean, he could play as well as Dylan or Arlo Guthrie. And to have him as a backup man was a real honor. So hats off to my friend, the now late Gary Jensen.
And there's going to be a memorial for him tomorrow, I understand.
At the Apex Funeral Home in Apex, North Carolina, yeah. I suppose tomorrow's the day it's really going to hit me. I've just sort of... I think I've shielded myself from it to a great extent over the weekend, but you know how you do that when you just can't believe somebody who's always been so present is gone.
It's so sudden. There's no preparation for it.
Yeah. I mean, when his wife called me and told me over the phone, she asked me if I was sitting down, and I said, "Yeah, sure, what's going on?" She said, "Well, it's about Gary, and he had a heart attack," and I've kind of figured, well, he had a heart attack 28 years ago. He came out of that, and he was going to come out of this one. But then when she told me that he died in the ambulance, I said, "What?"
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you don't realize how sudden it can be.
That's right.
Of course, he was in his mid-60s, so I would like to say he definitely lived his life. I mean, he had a good life. We had some great adventures together, so there are no regrets on the memory end of it, but just the fact that he won't be here.
Sounds like the living the kind of life they say you should live when you don't go to your grave all well-preserved and primp and proper.
Yes.
Slide in saying, all ragged and torn and saying, "Wow, what a ride."
Yes, exactly. And I'd say he definitely qualifies for that. What was it? Jack London said, "I would rather be ashes than dust."
Right. So anyway, to Gary. And,
uniquely enough, his ashes will be at the funeral home. So,
okay.
On that note, I want to go to something a little more lighthearted, and I'm dedicating today's show. We're going to have Clay McClinton, the son of Delbert McClinton, on in a little while. He's going to do a call-in. We're going to be talking about his new album, named, of all things, Living Out Loud, the very thing we're just talking about, my friend Gary, and Living Your Life. And he's going to be calling in around 10:10. In the meantime, I thought I'd start up with a little opening monologue that my friend Betty from the Carolina Theatre, Betty Rhodes, sent me. And I thought I'd go through that. It's basically a collection of works entitled Ponderisms. And the first one. "I used to eat a lot of natural foods until I learned that most people die of natural causes." So I suppose there we are. There are two kinds of pedestrians, the quick and the dead.
Okay.
And did you know that life is sexually transmitted?
That's the problem.
Yes, that's we've got to do something about that.
Yes.
Healthy is merely the slowest possible rate at which one can die. I think Gary would have appreciated some of this humor. Mm-hmm. The only difference between a rut and a grave is the depth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Health nuts are going to feel stupid someday, lying in hospitals, dying of nothing. Have you noticed since everyone has a camcorder these days, no one talks about seeing UFOs like they used to? Yeah, and even The X-Files is not on anymore. What's up with that?
Hmm.
We have to question the camcorder industry. They're taking business off the tube.
Well, maybe the people who are piloting these UFOs who really don't want to be seen are realizing that there's too many people down there with cameras and they're being a little sneakier.
That's possible. Sticking way into those deep blue mountains.
Absolutely.
Whenever I feel blue, I start breathing again. Not a bad idea. All of us could take a lesson from the weather. It pays no attention to criticism. What was it in that film Out of Africa? One of the character that was playing with Meryl Streep said to her that when they divorced that he was going to find himself a virgin. And she said, why would you want a virgin? He says, I can't stand criticism. In the 60s, people took acid to make the world weird. Now the world is weird and people take Prozac to make it normal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How is it one careless match can start a forest fire? But it takes a whole box to start a campfire. Who was the first person to look at a cow and say, I think I'll squeeze these dangly things and drink whatever comes out? I've often wondered that.
Oh, well, come on. It was the calf.
He's not a poison.
But he's the teacher. Or she.
I see. Somebody just decided to mimic. Mm-hmm. If Jimmy cracks corn and no one cares, why is there a song about him? Does your OBGYN, or why does your OBGYN leave the room when you get undressed if they're going to look up there anyway? Strange courtesies, yes. If quizzes are quizzical, what are tests? If corn oil is made from corn and vegetable oil is made from vegetables, then what is baby oil made from?
Oh, dear.
I think we have a case of Soylent Green ponderings here. Do illiterate people get the full effect of alphabet soup? Mm-hmm. We're going bohemian now. Mm. Does pushing the elevator button more than once make it arrive faster?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Well, then I'll have to keep that in mind. Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle? And this is, of course, the bottom one from my friend Betty. Do you ever wonder why you gave me your email address? No, darling, I don't. So those are the ponderisms.
They're pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's something to start the day with them.
Right.
So what's happening?
That was from, she's with the...
Betty Rhodes with the Carolina Theater.
With the Carolina Theater.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on over there these days?
We've got some kind of a spoken word thing going on that I'm going in for later. I have no idea. They're keeping it a big secret. It's actually not something that has that's on the normal schedule. Something that was
maybe
just,
they want you to get up and speak.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows what we're being set up for? Anyway, I want to acknowledge the Carolina Theatre of Durham one more time, the historic Carolina Theatre of Durham. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theatre here at the WCOM 103.5 FM with Audrey Layden, who also has Carbro Bookbeat. What's happening with that?
We've had some really neat interviews on, and last week we had, I think I might have mentioned, Memories of Muhammad. The author was Dr. Omid Safi, and it was an excellent, excellent book. We've been a little philosophical lately because yesterday we had on Andrew Park with Between a Church and a Hard Place. And that was basically the story, his own story of how, as what he calls himself, a faith-free father deals with a child, a three-year-old, coming and saying, who is God?
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, goodness.
It was very thoughtful, very clear and honest, and an amusing book in many ways, talking about how you deal with, if you've been avoiding the whole question of God and spirituality your whole life because you weren't raised with it and it's a little, looks like too big a question,
mm-hmm.
what do you do with it when you have children who come and bring it to you? So it's a thoughtful book. And
no doubt.
It was a good,
it's so big a question, it's going to take you the rest of your life to get the answers.
Yeah, yeah. He says he's in process, so it's...
And the
question is in process.
Going back to Muhammad, did you ever figure out how he moved the mountain?
Yeah. That's actually also a book that I recommend for anybody who's in the least bit curious or interested or does know but would like to know more. And I was...
What is the name again?
It's Memories of Muhammad, Why the Prophet is Important.
Hmm.
And I... you know, of course, knew there was such a person, et cetera, et cetera, but I really did not know much about Islam. I still don't, but I know a lot more than I did. And it's very well written, very easily written, and I do recommend that. It's good reading.
Good.
And you kind of realize...
I'll take that to heart.
There's so many of the great religions of the world are all saying the same thing, basically.
Oh, I'm sure. Then
right.
We're just, yeah. I think getting on the same page is the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
Very shortly, we should have our friend Clay calling in. I'm just sort of trying to bide the time here. I was going to put on some of his music, but I don't want to interfere with him actually giving us a ring. So, Clay, if you're listening, now's the time, bud. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and play one of your tunes.
So tell us a little bit about Clay.
Actually, I had the pleasure of meeting him some years back in Thomasville. He was performing in a nightclub, I want to say sort of honky-tonk, and I was hired by a mutual friend, Curtis Ingram, whom I've actually had on the radio show. He's also the proprietor of the American Music Museum. And he brought us both into town and had me performing Casey at the Bat for a baseball club while. And,
uh-huh.
And then we both overnighted, the Clay's band and I, overnighted at Curtis's beautiful large home in Thomasville and got to know each other that way. That was a few years back. I think we are going to go ahead and start with one of his songs.
Okay.
Why don't we begin with A Whole Lot of Work, and we can just sort of bring him on then as he calls.
And the track is...
This is the first track, and this is Clay McClinton, son of Dalbert McClinton. Not that he needs that mention, but he might as well be known because his dad actually does some backup vocals as we proceed into the album. This is Clay McClinton with, on his new album, Living Out Loud, with Whole Lot of Work.
Living on caffeine, gasoline, and gin. Wake up in the morning just to do it all again. Work all year for a week vacation. Something's wrong with this situation. 400 miles down the Texas road. An 8-hour drive for got started, now I'm already done. It's a whole lot of work just to have a little fun. Set it up, tear it down, pack it up again. Sweating for the Pharaoh, it don't ever end. A chain gang, double shift, ain't no 9-to-5. Do what I can just to stay alive. I wanna kick back, just have a good time. Sit on my porch, drinking homemade. To have a little fun. Jack of all trades, and I got the skills. All these hours, too much overtime. Sure, it would have had in mind. Overworked and underpaid. I never get to see the money.
Hello, this is WCOM.
Yes, I'm calling for Claudio. This is Clay McClinton.
Good morning, Clay. We were just starting to play one of your tunes, waiting for you to call in. How are you, bud?
Yeah, how you doing, Claudio?
Doing great.
All right.
What's happening? Where are you calling from? Texas again?
Yeah, I'm in Austin here.
I figured you were. Hey, man, I love the new album. We just played part of the track. We just sort of interrupted it to bring you on, but we can always go back to playing that. We were playing A Whole Lot of Work.
All right, man.
I like the sound of the whole album. Some of it makes me think of my own life quite a bit.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks can relate to that one.
No doubt. So what inspired the album? I mean, I know it's been a long time coming, but you seem to be cranking them out pretty steadily these days.
I've just been busy with life, and that's where songs come from.
Yes, it is.
I'm building a house, and...
Where about?
You know, just keeping busy. I'm out here in Dripping Springs, just west of Austin.
I'll be darned, okay. Building a house, yeah. So you finally decided to put some roots down.
That's right.
I imagine you're going to build a studio into it, if I know you.
Yeah, a little personal studio.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy.
Are you going to be at our mutual friend, the proprietor of American Music Museum, Curtis Ingram's, anytime soon?
No. We're hoping to do a tour out there by the end of the year. So,
oh, good.
I figure I would see him then. But we're shooting for the end of the year to try to get out that way. It's just been hard.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Busy around here.
How far along are you with the house?
Well, we're pretty much got most of it done. We're just doing another bedroom on it.
Oh, wow. So you've been at this for a while.
Yeah, a couple of years. About a year and a half, actually.
Gotcha. Yeah. I guess I just assumed you've been rolling touring.
You've been doing some of the building yourself.
Yes, I have. Uh-huh. I have a friend that's helping me, actually. So me and another guy, we work about twice a week on it.
Okay.
Impressive.
So how big? Yeah. I'm asking these questions because I'm planning on building something myself out in the woods eventually.
This, by the way, Clay, is Audrey, my co-host.
Nice to meet you.
Audrey, nice to meet you.
Okay. So how big a house, how much square footage are you putting into this thing?
Well, we're always going to probably be adding to it, but
right.
As of now, there's going to be probably roughly, I'm going to say
1,500?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good size.
Not bad. No.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And a big screened-in porch.
Oh.
That's where you'll be living. I know that's where I'd live.
They say build a porch first, and then you can see what else you build
that's
onto it.
I had a house in Apex and never heard anybody knocking on my front door because I pretty much lived on the back porch.
Uh-huh.
that's where I like to be, too.
Yeah. So, hey, give us a scoop on the new album, man.
Well, we're just the official release date is August 31st. We're doing a CD release party at 3rd and Lindsley, and which is a really nice place to play in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be the official release date, and then we'll be selling it on the new website.
All right.
And the new website is?
Yes.
ClayMcClinton.com.
Okay.
Same address. Just revamping it some with the CD here.
Uh-huh. It's time I updated mine, man. I built it about 10 years ago, and it's been that way ever since.
Yeah, you got to revamp them once in a while, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, so we're very excited about that. It's been getting a lot of radio play here, and I guess I've heard that it's getting some there in North Carolina.
Yeah, I think I've heard it on the regular station a time or two, or at least recognized you halfway into the song doing something.
Yeah, so we're happy about that. It's getting a lot of good responses. We're getting some good reviews that we'll put on the website.
I noticed on your song toward the end of the album, you got a bigger banger coming. You got your dad, Dalbert, singing backup. Are you trying to put him in his place?
Yeah, well, we wrote that one together, and... there's a couple co-writes on there with Dad, that one, and Damage is Done.
Right.
And he wanted to sing on that one, which, I was excited about that. So.
That's awesome, yeah. That's it. I mean, I'm sure it's really cool to be performing with him.
Yeah, and then Gone to Mexico, he actually wrote, I was wanting to put 11, I had 10 songs, and I was wanting to put one more song on there. And I just wasn't, I had a few that I wasn't quite happy with. So I said, hey, Dad, I want to record Gone to Mexico. How do you feel about that? And he was flattered and wanted me to. It's a song he's never recorded.
And he plays the djembe on it.
He plays the djembe, and he does we call it on the album, the backup whisperer.
Ah, and explain what that is.
He's whispering behind me if you listen closely.
Ah, I'll be done. Okay, got to crank that sucker up a little louder to get
almost
the full...
like a ghost.
Whoa. Father and son.
So we thought that was a cool little touch. We just played around with it and had fun with it, and that's the way it came out.
That's incredible. Well, why don't we go ahead and cut a tune for the folks out there? I know they're anxious to hear. You tell us what you want us to start with, and what we'll do is we'll play and we'll talk.
Okay, sounds good. Give me a chance to drink some more coffee here.
That sounds good.
How about Ought to Know?
Ought to Know, Ought to Know is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, track 5, right?
I believe so, yeah.
You get it right. Yep, Ought to Know, track 5.
Okay, here we go.
Same situation, I didn't learn a thing. Too much temptation, enough of restraint. Well, I've made some mistakes, but I'm trying not to make any more. Still sometimes I say yes when I ought to know. Here comes a sweet thing knocking at my door. Another night of rocking, waking up on the floor. 'Cause when you're feeling young at heart, and the wine begins to flow, still sometimes I say yes when I ought to know.
And that was Clay McClinton on Ought to Know from his new album, Living Out Loud, which is how we all should live. Hey, Clay, you still listening?
I am.
All right.
That was great. That was really great.
Give us some of the history on that one, if you wouldn't mind.
What's that?
Give us some of the history on that one, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I started writing that with Rob Roy Parnell, which he is my neighbor here out in the hill country, and that's Leroy Parnell's brother. And they're cousins with Robert Earl Keane.
Oh wow! Okay.
So little history there of the niche. And I ended up finishing that song when I was in Nashville. Bruce Chanel and I started kicking around and finished it, and it's just came together real beautifully between us three. I thought it's just one of those waking up. What the heck did I do? Whether it's drinking too much or saying the wrong thing or whatever it might be, that we all do sometimes. And
yes.
So it just kind of came together, and that was that.
Came out good. I like it.
Actually, an important part I have to throw in there is a good friend of mine, Jared Jones, was saying, you should write a song about, knowing better. And he said with the whole yes and no thing. So
mm-hmm.
He did get
I like the play on that.
Spark there. It was a collaboration.
When I ought to know. Double entendre. Good way of doing it. Anyone you want us to play next? We can just. I kind of like the idea of making this a bit of a music morning, and we'll just sort of jump in and out. As
sure,
long as you feel comfortable with playing a few.
Let's see.
And you can slide some of that coffee this way.
There you go. Well, Just My Baby and Me, I wrote about a year ago with Bruce Chanel, and it's kind of, there's some irony with that song and putting down roots, because Just My Baby and Me is about being on the road and being free and not having, you know, you're tied down to anything, and then putting down roots is, I wrote that after I bought the land.
Ah.
So, play Just My Baby and Me. That's one that was inspired about just traveling around in my Airstream.
That sounds good, and we'll talk about
it
afterwards.
With my wife.
With your wife, okay. That being Brandy. Hello, Brandy. we'll chat about it afterwards. This is Just My Baby and Me coming up from Clay McClinton's new album, Living Out Loud. This is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater on WCOM 103.5 FM. Coming at ya.
Property taxes to pay. I'm gonna pick up and go, hit the cruise control. Got a whole lot of world to see. I'm rolling in love and I can't get enough of Just My Baby and Me. I bought an Airstream trailer from a landlocked sailor who was homesick for the sea. It was a hell of a deal, heaven on wheels with a new flat screen TV. At home, wherever we go, got everything we need. I'm rolling in love and I can't get enough of Just My Baby and Me.
You've really got us jumping here this morning.
That was Just My Baby and Me, Clay McClinton, whom you can find on claymcclinton.com. Yeah, man, good tune.
That's the kind of music you just can't sit still to. I mean, it just makes you want to get up and jump around the room. Can't do that when I'm tied to these headphones.
Even if you're on the couch, it does couch damage.
Right. So thank you.
That's
going to
be the name of my next album, Couch Damage.
There you go. There's a band name, huh?
I didn't even think about it as a band name. I had a very sad thing happen over the weekend. I was just reuniting with a friend and musician since the 70s. We performed in the islands together, Gary Jensen, who last week on job site, he was also a master electrician, died of a heart attack.
Oh.
Just totally out of the blue. We were just starting to put a new show together, had our picture taken 2 days before by his wife, now widow, and boom, you never know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks.
It happens quick sometimes.
Well, and actually, I was grateful that it did happen so quick, but I just...
Quick, maybe, but not sudden like that. That's something takes you a while to catch. You know, it's going to be like 2 weeks from now, you're going to sit down and say, whoa.
Yeah, I'm going to the funeral tomorrow, and that's when it's going to hit me, but I didn't know if I'd mentioned that to you by email or not. Yeah, I'm going to send you that picture. We had a really cool picture taken together with a dead plastic chicken hanging behind us on stage. Look kind of honky-tonk.
What's a live plastic chicken?
I look forward to it.
You've got a dead plastic chicken. What's a live one?
It's one that battery-operated, I suppose.
Very good response.
Yeah, great tune. So anyway, back to you. The show's about you. So sorry, I've been a little mindful of my buddy.
Oh, no. Well, as you should be. I've had that happen to me, too.
Yeah, actually, I think I remember you telling me some stories in the past.
Yeah, it takes you by surprise.
Nothing sets you up for it. So, Just My Baby and Me. Tell us a little bit about what brought that on.
Like I was saying, I think I told you that we had bought an Airstream a mm-hmm. while back, and just traveling, you know, going down the road with Brandy and saying, this is good living.
your version of On the Road.
And it's amazing what you can want one day and then want the next day. So that's where I was at then. And then after you do that a while, you're like, I want to buy some land. And so it's
yeah.
kind of funny.
Yeah.
The beginning words are, you know, don't want to be tied down to no piece of ground.
But right.
I seem to, also like a year later, I write the song Putting Down Roots, which I guess would be a good song to follow up because I'm telling you about it.
We can do that.
So a year later, you know, I'm not as eager to be all homeless.
Yeah, right. And you know, it's the funny thing is that the way I looked at it when I justified buying my land, because I've been a gypsy all my life, back up until the last 10 years, which is when I bought my land. Uh-huh. It's one place they can't kick you out of because mm-hmm. you own it.
That's right.
No landlord.
We've been enjoying it for sure. We have a huge garden, and I was just actually mowing a little bit this morning.
Ah, so you're doing it right.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So which one are we going to?
This one's called Putting Down Roots, and it's about building my house, basically.
That's number two.
Number two.
Number two. All right. This is Clay McClinton, Putting Down Roots, on his new album, Living Out Loud.
And I finally found it. There uh-huh. it goes. Okay.
I'm building this house with my two hands, a few good friends, and some rough drawn plans. I'm taking it slow in a world so fast. I'm making it strong, 'cause I want it to last. I'm building my world on the county line, day after day, one brick at a time. A place to hang my hat and take off my boots. I'm putting up walls and I'm putting down roots. Every morning when the sun comes up, I'm back on the job. It's a labor of love. Me and my baby, yeah, we're making a stand. She's my everything and I'm a handyman. I'm building my world on the county line, day after day, at a time. A place to hang my head, take off my boots. I'm putting
building up walls and putting down roots. I don't have much money, so I'll do it all myself. I got some folks to call if I need a little help. Stack of 2x4s, double pane windows, and a good oak door. We'll be moving in, it won't be long. With all the love, we'll make this house a home. I'm building my world on the county line, the day after day, one brick at a time. Place to hang my head, take off my boots. I'm putting up walls and putting down roots. Yeah, I'm putting up walls and putting down roots.
And that's the only way I can afford to do it. That was Clay McClinton on his new album. The song was Putting Down Roots. The album is Living Out Loud.
I want that. I want that. I want to put that on my blog. I want a copy of it. I want everything. That is perfect.
Well, we could send you a couple of copies for sure.
Well, suffice it to say, we'll take you up on that. I'm sure Audrey would love it.
Absolutely.
That's just perfect.
And we still need to get together and write someday. Just life has a way of...
I know, and I'm glad. I'm glad that's still in your mind, because after hearing this album, I just figured, okay, this is something's got to happen between you and me.
That's something I was going to ask. When you're writing a song, because you do the words and the music, right?
Yeah, I do. I do co-writing, but some of these I've written by myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's really a particular special talent when you get the idea for a song. I mean, the first thing that comes are the words. Or the first thing that comes, it's the music. Or does it switch around?
Maybe a new lick that you figure, ooh, what can I say with this? Or the other way around. You never. I imagine both ways.
What is the artistic process here?
Well, you're right. It does come to you in different ways. But I would say the majority of the time, and this is for me, everybody does it different, but I usually get some kind of a melody or groove in my head, whether it's upbeat or sad or whatever it may be. And then I say, okay, what is that groove? Oh, okay, that's a sad song. So what are we going to sing about? And then I think about what I want to sing about, and I come up with the chorus, usually our hook.
Got to be that Mozart descendancy.
And then I just wrap the verses around what the chorus is saying.
That's pretty cool.
Indeed. So was that the way it worked with building the house? Because that sounds like the words must have come first. But maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, I co-wrote that with a good friend of mine, Dave Duncan, that I've done a lot of co-writes with on some of my previous albums, I was like, I need kind of a country song, on this thing, I have a need for fiddle, and I just, some of my upbringings are so broad of what kind of music I like,
I sense country and folk.
Right, yeah. And so, he said, well, you live out in the country. Let's talk about that. What are you doing out there? And I said, well, I'm building a house. Well, let's write a country song about building a house. So that's kind of how it came up, And we wrote it in a couple of hours.
Wow.
I figured you needed some kind of shanty while you were building just to get you through it, and that's what came out.
that's what came out, Sometimes a song takes years, as you probably know, and sometimes it takes hours.
It's amazing. And you're right. Sometimes you start something and you just sort of put it away and come across it years later.
Oh, I got a ton of those.
Yeah, me too. So pick us another one, brother, because everybody's having a great time listening to the music.
Yeah, this is terrific.
Okay, well, I don't know if you want to listen to all of them or if you want to keep it upbeat.
We won't have time to listen to all of them, but...
We want to give our listeners your full range of talent.
I'm going to keep diverse here. Hit a little bit on some different fields. This is what I call white boy reggae.
I think I know the one I fell in love with. That one, go ahead.
This one's called Drifting Away With You, and it was basically just inspired. I was trying to think about what to write about, and so I started thinking about what I want in the future. And I've always wanted to learn how to sail. And Brandy and I are wanting to get a sailboat someday, but haven't ever done this. But
let me know when you have it. I'll come on board and cook for you.
There you go. Well, that would be a dream. So that's where this came from. It's just a romantic song about getting away from everything.
And that is number 4. Sorry.
Let's see.
Yeah, it is Drifting Away With You. It's a nice long one, too. This was one of my absolute favorites out of all of them, but I can't say that I would pick one song above another. I like them all. So here we go. This is Drifting Away With You, Clay McClinton on his new album, Living Out Loud. And that was the tune that killed my couch, man. I'm sitting on the couch butt dancing, trying to imitate a sailboat, and played that song twice, first time I heard it. That's a beauty, man. It took me all the way back to the islands. In St. Thomas, I was known as the African poet, so oftentimes I just sort of walk into hotels and go up to the house band and just have them give me a rainy day or some kind of mood while I did a recital. I was sort of a free form. I was welcome anywhere. And that kind of sound was often what lingered in the background to some of what I did.
That's great.
That was so sweet.
Absolutely.
So sweet.
Uh-huh. That's a great piece of work. When did you start putting that together? I mean, I didn't realize that you were... so seasoned with a steel drum and all. That was just you worked that beautifully.
Yeah, you know it's actually funny you say that. Kevin McKendry, which is a good friend of mine, and he co-produced this, and we did this at his studio. He plays piano for my dad. I've known him for years, and his son, Yates McKendry, is this prodigy kid. He's just amazing.
Huh.
8 years old, and he plays drums, piano, and guitar, one of those guys, and he played steel drum on that song.
I'll be darned. It was flawless.
8 years old.
My God. Hats off, kid. Wow.
You should hear him play a kit. He's pretty good. He plays Wipeout real good.
Man, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, I was thinking to myself, this is Clay McClinton gone Peter Tosh. It's a good sounding piece.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to follow that up with?
Well, let's do a Big Bang Coming. That's one of
let's hear your dad in the background there.
Yeah, and he does the backup vocals on that, and that's just about what's coming next in this crazy world we live in.
And his dad, of course, is Dalbert McClinton. Here we come with a Bigger Bang a Coming. Oh, I'm sorry, I've got to tell Audrey what number that is. Bigger Bang a Coming is number nine.
Number nine.
And here we go.
Something on the wind, something big is coming our way. Don't know what it is, but it's getting closer every day. Access to information is global and it's all but free. It's making thinkers out of fools and greedy people easy to see. Take a look around, can you tell me what it's all about? Modesty is dead. Predator show.
And that was Bigger Bang A-Comin' on Clay McClinton's new album. You can get that album by going to claymcclinton.com. The new album
after
is...
after August 31st.
Thank you for butting in there. Living Out Loud is the new album. After August 31st, it'll be available on Via, or I'm sure there are other means as well, but claymcclinton.com is the website. Is that right? Am I getting it right?
That's it.
Okay. Good. So you want to tell us anything about that one? I mean, it speaks for itself.
Yeah, you know... Dad and I were just kicking stuff around, and
I heard him in the background there.
Look at the morning news.
So. Yeah, exactly. That's enough.
I think sometimes looking at the morning news is a way to make you want to just go back into bed and forget the whole day.
I kind of avoid it.
Never look at the morning news.
Not good medicine.
There you go. Let's see. Next, I don't know.
Can we follow that up? Want to do Gone to Mexico? Because I think this might be the this may be the last one we have time for, since I usually sort of cut my show off 5 minutes early. Give us a little history on Gone to Mexico, and then we'll finish up number 11.
Dad wrote this one, so...
written by Dalbert McClinton, okay.
Yes, he wrote this one. He's never recorded it, and, you know, he has a nice little place tucked in Mexico, and I'm assuming that's what he wrote about, just getting away from... the sideshow and going to Mexico.
Now, how come he never produced this?
I asked him the same thing, and I guess he wrote it for me.
I guess he did. All right, then. Let's go to Mexico.
No, I don't know that, but he said, go for it, record it. So
that's awesome.
I ran with it.
Well, let's run with it. Here we go. Gone to Mexico, off Clay McClinton's new album, Living Out Loud. And I know I'm repeating myself, but there are some people just tuning in. So here we go.
I think I put the wrong track up.
Sorry, folks. That was us. I'm sorry we cut you off there, Clay. Let's go to track 11, Gone to Mexico. We actually started with a whole lot of work to begin with. That one has a history of getting cut off today. But we can get the idea from the small excerpt. Number 11, Gone to Mexico.
It doesn't want to do that one.
Huh. Let's try it again.
There we go.
Sounds like, is that right?
I got to get away from the telephone. I don't want to hear it ring anymore. Little loca is out of hand. I'm off to be the solitary man. Take my guitar and a change of clothes, and leave the rest by the side of the road. Break these chains and fly away to live and love another day. Take my aching heart to a place I know, soak it in the sun till it don't hurt anymore. Secret place, a little town I know, till I'm a gone to Mexico. Things that you just can't do, but you got to have a dream or two. And when the sideshow gets you down, sometimes it's good just to get out of town. Take my aching heart to a place I know, and soak it in the sun till it don't hurt anymore. Secret place, a little town I know, tell them I've gone to Mexico.
Gone to Mexico. Sorry about that mix up there, but I'm good at messing things up on the radio show here, Clay.
It's not no his worries, fault. No it was worries. My fault.
So if you want to hear the whole song of Whole Lot of Work, you got to buy the album. All you heard that we just gave him two flavors of it, beginning and end.
Hey.
I love the whispering effect of your dad there.
Oh, yeah. That was a fun deal.
Well, listen, Clay, it's time for us to sign off, or at least in a few minutes. I just want to say thank you for tuning us in. Give us your website and any information you want to give us again for anyone listening that's interested in following your work.
Okay, yeah. CD release party, 3rd and Lindsley, Nashville, if anybody's in the area, August 31st. And that's also the official release date that we'll be throwing the new CD for sale up on the new website. And hope to see y'all out there.
And the new website is claymcclinton.com, www.claymcclinton.com. So thanks for tuning us in, and you and I will celebrate whenever we connect again.
Hey, Sam, so great. It's very good to hear your voice, Claudia, and Audrey, very nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too. I look forward to listening to some more of your music.
Talk more right, soon, man. Give my love to everybody.
Will do.
Later, bud. And folks, thank you for tuning in to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater here on WCOM 103.5 FM. And we're going to tune out to make room for John Paul, who's at the door. So until next time, cheers.